Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that brief relaxation exercise. These are things you can come back to throughout the week. And even if you don't remember all the words and you just remember things like my legs are heavy and warm, I'd encourage you to use those types of statements even when you're driving in your truck, even when you're standing in line at the bank or in the grocery store or you're at home. It can be a really useful skill just to encourage the body to relax so you feel more grounded, more secure, and calmer. It's been super helpful for me and people I've worked with in the past to use that skill of autogenics before bed or in bed when you're having difficulty sleeping. So please practice. That's the whole goal of this program, right? Learn something and then put it to use. Try it out and then let me know when we meet individually how it worked for you or any challenges that came up for you in that process. All right, so this is the last module of this week's skills and learnings. So, and we're just going to review this quickly about what we've learned in this week, right? This week has really been focused on how to master your state, how to control your responses and learn about what they are and where you're getting hung up in certain responses, right? We've learned about how to rate your state throughout the day. We've learned about harnessing the power of the body and the mind and looking at the patterns of your life, the patterns of your day-to-day mood, and looking where things might not be so great for you after lunch, for example, or in the morning, for example, right? Really getting to the top emotions that are creating the most difficulty for you. We've also talked about your equation for how you do those emotions. And I really want you to get super crystal clear on what the physical symptoms are that you experience when you're experiencing those negative emotions. I know this is new. I know this is like learning a new language, and it can be frustrating sometimes when you don't know what you feel or you're not sure what's really going on in your body. And that's okay, right? Bring those questions to me. Feel free to reach out at any time if you're getting hung up in something. But the point is do the work. We don't improve when we don't do the work, right? We don't go to the gym and then expect to be deadlifting 500 pounds when we haven't week to week lifted 10, 20, 40, 50, 70, 100, 150 pounds, right? We don't get from there to there that easily, right? It takes work, it takes practice, and it takes repetition. So please practice and put the things into use that you've learned up until this point. So let's wrapping that all up, right? You've also learned about using music and movement and rearranging your morning routine with some discipline so that you can start creating the life you want, creating the results that you want, and feeling better, getting control of your day before the day starts to control you. So let's talk about what your weekly challenge is for this week. One, I want you to practice breathing, whatever that means. If it's those deep, soft belly breaths as often as you can throughout your day. Some people have really found it useful to put reminders on their phone, alarms to check in with themselves, notice what their state is, notice if they're breathing, and to take 2 minutes out of their day to just get some deep belly breaths in. I want you to practice that. Everything we do will build on that. Breathing is the fastest way to interrupt what's happening in your nervous system. And when your nervous system is getting jacked by difficult memories, by aggravating situations or people, breathing is the fastest way that you're going to gain control over what's going on physiologically. So do the breathing. Number two, really get disciplined about monitoring your state. It wasn't just an exercise to write on a piece of paper and never look back at. I really want as you move throughout your day, the moment your eyes open, what number are you, right? Throughout the day, oh, it's breakfast time. What number am I? It's lunchtime. Where am I right now? I want you to get in this habit of, you know, stretching this muscle of resilience, right? We're growing this muscle, and this is how we do it. We have got to no longer tolerate going through the motions, right? We're done with that strategy. So that requires us to turn attention inward and noticing what state we are. So that is your second weekly challenge. The first is breathing. The second is getting really clear about and really good at monitoring your state. Third, every morning, I know that you're a disciplined person. You could not make it in the fire service and manage your job and your work at the fire department and your family and all the multiple things you have going in your life without discipline, right? So I want you to apply that same discipline to taking care of yourself and rearranging your morning routine. I know it's sometimes hard to drag yourself out of bed, and this is really going to start changing the tone of every day. Wake up in the morning, get some movement in, put on some awesome tunes to get you pumped up, and start making that a part of your daily morning routine. I can't say enough. It's a way to control how your day starts and how it rolls out after that. And anytime you notice throughout the day that your state is dipping, right? And that's below an 8, right? So if you are a 7 and then after lunch you notice you're dropping down to a 4 and you walk in your house and it's a 3, right? We're not tolerating that any longer. There's no more going through the motions. Your task is to do something. Yes, kids need you. Yes, your partner needs you. And that's okay too. But they also need you to be happy and healthy. So do whatever it takes to improve each moment, to turn up the volume of each moment, to make each moment a little bit better. How could I raise my state right now? Even if I have to do kind of a quote unquote annoying chore, or even if, you know, it's dinner time and the kids are, you know, being wild or whatever's going on for you, see what you can do to raise your state. Do something. We're no longer tolerating doing nothing anymore and going through the motions. So those are your challenges for this week. Number one, breathing. Number two, monitoring your state. Number three, starting your mornings with intention, with movement, with music. And number four, doing something every time you notice your state dipping down, right? We want to consistently start practicing getting to an 8 or above. And when you do that, really the course of your life starts changing dramatically. And you start feeling better and feeling like actually you have control over what's going on in your life and inside yourself. And by the way, people are happier to be around you too. Even though it might take you a few minutes away from your family or your partner, they're going to be pretty pumped up when they see you feeling better. So let me know if you have any questions. Reach out. I'll look forward to touching base individually with you soon and hearing how it's going. And good job this week. Keep up the good work. And I'll see you next week for week 3's topics and skills. All right. See you later.